Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in this hour, Eileen Daneman from New York. And we had her on before, and we do well together. She is quite the authority on vaccines and many other things that are esoteric, spiritual, because as you live your life and you learn more and more things, you learn more and more how the enemy works. And you know more and more how to get out of the cage. I got sent something, you know, just before the show from John Rappaport that's just showing that, you know, they're going to devise a CGI president, computer-generated image president. Well, they probably got one, and he's the other Biden. And this is just nothing new, but this is where we're going. Scandals in Israel, Netanyahu, the media, just vacillate over him so that they can make him look like he's a messiah for big business interests and corruption. And this is the power of politics. Like I read Malcolm X's thing, it's the media that turns the villain into the hero into the villain. They can do that right up to the point they shoot you, like Malcolm X or John Kennedy or Martin Luther King. The elites have secret supper clubs in New York City, so I'm kind of iffy on that one. Are they just, it's like the speakeasy scenario, or are they just the people who are locking us down doing the opposite? So I'm thinking more it's the speakeasy. And then Tokyo has the new variant. The new variant. Everything's going to be the new variant. And, of course, why would they have a new variant? Because the Olympics are coming up, and it's a good way to sabotage them. And Japan has always been on the receiving end of a lot of stuff from the New World Order, whether it's a tsunami, a sarin gas attack. You almost pick something, they pay dearly for it. But they call it the Eek variant. And I thought, that was kind of cute. And then when you read the Reuters article, which is a New World Order, always been a New World Order, mind control operation paper, right back from its inception, there were 446 new infections reported in Tokyo. It was really cool when you Google 446. One of the big things that comes up is the year 446, where you had the three disasters of Wu in China. And it's kind of cute because we have a Wuhan virus. And basically what happened is the dynasty in charge back then, and I won't try to butcher their name too badly, but they waged war on the Buddhists and wiped them out, destroyed their temples, and killed people. Wow, sounds like something they might want to do to us. Then the other big number in the article was there's 666 cases in Osaka. Well, I think we all know where that goes. And when you take eek and you put it into numbers, it's 5511, and that's Romans 5:5-11. And it's all about the charity of God pouring forth in our hearts. And Christ. And man. And nice stuff. And charity. And things like that. Doesn't have to be nasty, evil, or bad. So there's hope in the eek. The biggest hope is we don't fall for this. And it's so sad. So many people are. But there have been warriors for a long time. I can't even remember how long ago I came across Eileen for whatever reason. I don't even remember anymore, but it's been a long time. And she's faithfully been fighting for your health to fight these evil pharmaceutical companies and all their poisons. And I was very naive to that at the beginning because you're mind controlled to think that they wouldn't hurt you, right? They wouldn't sell it if it was bad, right? They wouldn't put some kind of evil poison in a vaccine. And then a buddy of mine, as we started learning this, because the male curve is a little slower sometimes than the female curve to rise up and get knowledge, like we would make like Mary Poppins songs out of it, you know, a spoonful of thimerosal makes the body go down, you know, and stuff like that to turn it into like a joke or a game. But this is what they're doing to us. They're poisoning our bodies and turning them inside out, backwards and forwards, in like a Dr. Frankenstein's lab. And it's courageous people like Elaine that just stand up and say, no, that's enough. And educate us about how this works. Set up a website. Speak all over the place and talk it out until some of it drifts in somewhere. And we break that spell over us. That was one of the things Alex Jones had in his video about this pandemic that is just fantastic. The emergency Saturday night broadcast, world shocked by the SPARS 2025-2028 document, where Johns Hopkins revealed everything in this giant document. It's 89 pages long. And you can read how they simulated everything by having a drill in the background so that you can have the script, but just say you're part of the drill while you're actually doing it to us. And he had a quick clip in there from Jungle Book where you see the snake hypnotizing everybody and their eyes go spinning around and all that kind of stuff. And that's what they do to us. They hypnotize us. Our eyes spin around and we're helpless and hopeless to deal with it until someone like Eileen comes along and breaks that spell. Welcome aboard, Eileen. Glad to have you here. How are things with you and in New York State?
I happen to be in New York State, sort of unfortunately. But I do have residence in, I have my homestead residence in Iowa, because when the shit hits the fan here and they want to vaccinate everybody, I will be able to say that I'm not a resident. So that's why I'm keeping my place in Iowa.
Definitely. And, a bug out location, a backup plan, stuff like that. I was teasing my longtime colleague on media as well, Jack, that, it'd be nice to have a plane or a boat and just disappear somewhere too in the South Pacific and let the storm carry on while you're on a desert island with plenty of fresh fruit, fish, and water, and, live out your life in a happy, decent way.
And, exactly. That's why I'm glad I'm the age I am and you're the age you are. But, I don't know if you know this, but VaccineLiberationArmy.com was the only expression I could use. I guess it's hacked. But what happened was, I don't know if GoDaddy did it, but my entire, I was posting everything important, everything that I resonated with, which was really, really, really good stuff. And all of a sudden, my entire year from March 20th to March 21st, the entire COVID year, which I had so many important things, was disappeared. It disappeared. And I went to GoDaddy. I must have called them and been with their technicians and everything 20 times, of which nobody told me until I had to get an independent IT guy and find out that it just disappeared.
Well, I don't expect that that's not going to be the case. I've had work of mine disappear like that too, and then made a shadow page that I could put things on so I could find it quickly if I needed to, and yeah. I just don't advertise it or share it or tell it around or something. Well, people find it through search engines in a country popular anyway. But, that was my backup plan after getting burned a couple of times myself for things just disappearing. And you're going like, well, I know it's there because I wrote it. Now it's gone, and the search engine won't return the results and all those sort of things. But that's better than we're in Argentina or Chile in the happy times, and we disappear. But
George, we are disappearing. The fact is, I'll start off with this, and that is that with the cancel culture, with the cancel culture and the virtual reality that we're being forced to experience. Disappearing from that level of virtual reality is the first step of disappearance. Once they disappear you from there, okay, now they're disappearing us by several steps. One is, of course, the vaccines, which will basically show people who have gotten the vaccines, that they are going to be sick and they are going to be either sick or they're going to be cyborgs, because it's the first step towards transhumanism. So they are disappearing, not only first with cancel culture and the virtual reality, but we will be disappeared as a whole race, as a whole humanity. Now, so the fact that we're going to be disappeared as a whole humanity because of artificial intelligence, there's two things that could possibly happen. One is, if you are really a transcendental being, if you're really spiritual, if you've been meditating, if you've been identifying with who you really are, and that is basically a shard, as I call it, of God, you know, that you are essentially a manifestation, an outpicturing in different individualities of different aspects and experiences of God. So if you can get in touch with who you really are, which would mean you transcend this superficial level of existence and you meditate. I do transcendental meditation, TM. I've been doing it for 40 years. So you could do that, and then so whatever happens, you'll have equanimity. You'll be, I am at peace in success or failure. I'm at peace in whatever is going on. If I happen to be extinguished, if extinction happens, you know, where am I? Will I be awake on another plane of existence? I think I probably will. But if extinction happens totally, then I won't be aware of it. So what does it matter to me if I'm extinct? So people today are so friggin' fearful. I mean, I can't walk out of my house, which I'm in the middle of 8 acres, so I never walk out of my house. But if I have to go out, like to get some food, and I walk the streets, everybody's with a mask. They're in Spain, they're actually swimming with masks. In my woods here, they're walking their dogs with masks. They're all afraid. Fear is going to get them, you know, and fear is vibrating heavily now on the whole planet, You know, so what does it look like? People think, oh, it'll get better. No, it's not going to get better. I'll tell you why it's not going to get better. It's not going to get better because it can't get incrementally better because the momentum is so deep and so fast and so powerful. Terence McKenna, you know, in his final interview, albeit he was big on hallucinogens, but let's say he actually knew something. He said that the speed, the acceleration of which things are changing, of the duality is what's, you know, what we're talking about. Things are changing so quickly that with the, artificial intelligence, social acceleration, biological acceleration, you know, with like the vaccines and the DNA and it's so fast that he said that it's not sustainable, that at that point, we meet the eschaton. What is the eschaton? The definition of eschaton is the end of days. No matter how many centuries they've been talking about end of days, you know, number one, I'm thinking that's really happening now. Number two, from the Indian and Vedic point of view, we are in what's called Kali Yuga, supposedly for many, many, many thousands more years. We're in Kali Yuga, and the cycles, the four cycles in the Indian tradition is Sat Yuga, which is the golden age, which is what everybody would aspire for, you know, at this time. Then there's Dwarpa, Treta, and then Kali Yuga. What happens is that the knowledge of the golden age of living in this bliss and amazement, what happens is the knowledge gets lost. People forget to transcend and maintain their unity with Source. And then it goes to Treta Yuga, a little less enlightened, and then Dwapara, more enlightened, more unenlightened, and then Kali, which we're in now, which is total destruction. The only way we get out of this is in consciousness, is that it pops into Sat Yuga. It doesn't grow back into Sat Yuga. We have to, it's going to be a twinkling of an eye for those who are conscious, pop into another, whole other dimension. Others will, and from the physical point of view, perhaps it'll look like extermination. But people shouldn't be thinking that, oh, this is gradually going to get better. We're going to do this and it's going to get better. We're going to get another politician and it's going to get better. There might be pockets of feeling better, but it's too big. It's too big. It's planetary.
I agree with you there. I look at it that basically the whole system as we know it has been captured. Our leaders know it. They don't have the guts to tell us. They won't tell us exactly why or how, and they're just managing the herd for whatever has got us. And this leap into this technological paradigm is, you know, their means, maybe for survival, that if they don't do it, then great pressure will come upon them, and they must surrender the whole human herd to this. Doesn't mean we have to go along with it. But, you know, something I did come across really bizarrely is two things, actually. One, I was looking at a Science Medical article, too, about postmortem. The genes in your brain grow gigantic tentacles on them, really, and come alive in a way that the scientists couldn't even begin to fathom or speculate. So maybe that is the nourishment or harvesting of your soul to some degree. And, so we may not be exterminatable the way they think. There's a trump card far, far more detailed than we could ever speculate or have knowledge of. And then I was just looking up, as I was talking in the first part, about my ashwagandha as a great, herb to put into your body. Well, it was supposed to be used with another herb to really help you with diabetes, and it comes from a moss in the Himalayas as well. And it has to be very high quality, but it was called Shilajit, if I'm pronouncing that right. And as I was going through that, it's like an elixir of life. It does everything for you. It's just an amazing thing. But one thing just popped out for me. It was recommended that you take it when you get chemotherapy because it does something very unique to protect your cells from the radiation. It can turn off cell death pathways. And that just jumped up and bit me because this mRNA is something that is to shut down the cell life pathways. And maybe as a last, in case of emergency, break glass, this is something that can protect ourselves from some of this damage if we've already succumbed to this shot and we're feeling the effects of it, that we can mitigate the circumstances and allow our bodies to still function properly. So that's something that just really hit me. And, you know, so I mention it to you for your, well, it's got to be some kind of great, you know.
Well, did you actually do some research to see if it's available?
Oh, it is available. They say be careful about getting a cheaper version because it could be contaminated with heavy metals or stuff. You have to get something that's very well purified. So I imagine you got to pay for it. But when I looked at all the things that it's good for, like your blood flow, cancer, you just pick something, Alzheimer's, brain function, inflammation, antioxidant, stress and anxiety, it amplifies the effects of other herbs. So it's that's very important.
Can you take it with ashwagandha?
That's what it recommended for your, if you have diabetes, that will work very, very well. I go, oh, cool, that sounds really good. That's probably better than anything Big Pharma is ever going to give me. So I'm going to go talk to my man at the local health food store who's from India and got a million years of experience in all these things. And he say, talk to me about this one, and, let's give it a try. Because I know I feel really good with the ashwagandha. It's just an amazing herb.
Yeah, it is. And you should email me the name of that. I'll take a look at it myself.
Indeed, indeed. Because the big thing about health is we have what we need. It's all around us. The only thing they do is put up a giant, giant, giant filter to take it away from us so that, here in Ontario, they're going to prevent the doctors from even mentioning any kind of natural product.
Yeah.
In any diagnosis they make it. You can only have a chemical solution and no other solution that comes from Big Pharma, or they'll take their license away. And right. So they have to mull it over, and I think it's in May that it becomes finalized that you're a prisoner of the pharmaceutical industrial complex at that point. So these are things I fight with physicians. I know, your biology, and you even know what these things are. But I've got to figure it out for myself. So I've got to be a natural biochemist to, generally it's just you're like playing the slot machine. You pull the handle and bing, something pops up you never heard before.
It's frightening.
That's what I'm looking for.
Frightening to think to go to a doctor. I mean, they are so, I call it factory farming humanity. And they're at a point now, it's just factory farming humanity. It's terrifying, the thought of going to a doctor. Seriously.
Well, I'm a fortunate doctor. I've had her for a long time, and, you know, she knows I knows what I knows. And, you know, so she'd say, well, you know, talk to me about this, that, the other thing. The big thing about the ashwagandha is good for your cholesterol, so they're always trying to get you into statin drugs. But one of my lady friends would probably, like, break my leg if I ever tried to try one of those things. And I don't think that they're good for you. Look at the side effects, and I'm going like, you know, and it's dubious about whether it even works in the first place. And then I find some of these natural things. Another one is like time-release niacin is good for helping you out there, too, with balancing cholesterols. And it does everything naturally. And so I know the specialist I go to, I tell him about that, and his eyes cross over. And
well, that's interesting that you should mention that, because I had gone actually to a specialist because I was concerned about you know, this whole deal with the parasites and the bacteria, and Dr. Lawrence Pilevsky here in New York was a very well-known gut doctor. He also came to it on his own accord that there is a you know, the nanotube component of what's going on here, you know, contains like a parasite and a bacteria, because the Lyme disease, which actually was created in a lab by me, Plum Island. You know, they were actually experimenting and bioweaponizing vector insects, which would be ticks and mosquitoes. And then they had the audacity to call these things West Nile virus. But anyway, so this technology of nanotubes and nanobots and has been going on for quite a long time. So I believe that the experimentation in Plum Island had to do with this, you know, parasite bacteria thing. So what happens is that when you get Lyme disease or anything that's using this technology, supposedly when you try to kill the parasite, what happens is that it lets go of the bacteria. And so like in the case of COVID, has anybody questioned why ivermectin and hydrochloroquine actually work? It's because they're parasitical. But you have to use an antibiotic like azithromycin with it.
See, every day, every way, we find some answers. I got a funny one for you, too. A friend of yours sent me, and I'll bring that up on the other side of the break. Thanks for coming to Power Hour Nation. We'll see you on the flip side.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were to drink it, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through the Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in this segment, our last segment, unfortunately, already, Eileen Daneman from New York. And, you know, we have a mutual friend, and we both got the same advice from her. And, you know, I just laughed because when I was a child, this was like one of the big commercials on TV at the time, was for 20 Mule Team Borax. And you could never forget that if you're my age or approximately thereabouts. And she sent me this thing, Boron Mineral, the only known nanobot replication inhibitor. So you can probably find that online yourself, too. But you can have a detox bath. 1 cup baking soda, 1 cup Epsom salt, 1 cup 20 Mule Team Borax, 1 cup pink Himalayan sea salt or Redmond salt. Never use white depleted mineral table salt for any reason. Soak as long as you can and suck those little buggers out of your body. And it's just really, really cool. So, you know, there are answers. And it tells you what they can be and that, you know, the minerals, the vitamins, the substances of the good earth are there for us. And another thing we discussed, too, was I was researching something in a sidebar article or whatever, but it just said the Albert Einstein Institute discovered that baking soda and vinegar kill the bacillus that cause tuberculosis, one of the biggest killers still in the world. I think it's like 1.3 million people, they said, as of, you know, the article might have been last year, die from tuberculosis. And everybody's got that around. Doesn't even have to be apple cider vinegar. I think it said it could be any kind of vinegar. And, you know, so you just look at how many people have died for all these years, especially when you go back to the old days and the big times of tuberculosis. I watched a documentary on that from the 30s. Era in Washington State or Oregon or something like that, but just the absolute hell of the treatments you went through. 10% of the people died, and you were just kept in isolation in this hospice of some sort or another with other patients, cut off from your families. And it was about a diary of a mother who had five or six kids and was and just imprisoned there for the rest of her life. And to suffer great indignities to your body, like, you know, they stuck all kinds of weird things in your lungs to deflate them and, you know, horrible surgeries that, you know, are just tantamount to torture. And probably every home had apple cider vinegar and baking soda, or any kind of vinegar and baking soda, or you wouldn't have to go more than a block to get it, and you'd have been healed. But there's no money in that. Too bad. What are some of your potions and creations in that regard, Eileen?
Actually, you know, basically I don't do vitamins. I don't do much of anything. I buy them, you know, and then I sit and look at them. But my whole thing is more metaphysical. Being that I've meditated for 40 years, my experience is that when I sit and meditate, what happens is that I feel that my entire physiology, the entire intelligence of my physiology, which is like so amazing intelligent, because, you know, you cut yourself, it bleeds, it heals. You know, you don't have to tell it to stop bleeding. You have to tell it to scar over. It just does. It's very intelligent. So when I meditate, which I do every day, is that I transcend to a source place where I'm what I call, I'm in the absolution. You know, there's the in a language in you know, metaphysics is the absolute non-changing reality, and then there's duality. You know, there's apparent duality, which means, you know, there's me and there's God. You know, everything's relative. So you can talk to God because there's a separation in as much as this duality shows you. But when you're, you know, one with the source, when you're one with the Father, like Jesus said, go into your closet, become one with the Father, because that's what I'm doing. When you become one with the Father, you're actually in the absolution. When you're in the absolution, your whole nervous system and physiology and everything else is bathing, you know, in this absolution of where the rebalancing and healing takes place. So that's basically what I do, except for when I have acute little moments, you know, where I have to, like, take a lot of vitamin C or take a little silver or something. But basically, I don't do much.
Well, that's part of this enemy's attack on us, is because we're in frequency, we're in harmony with the God that created us. And by changing our DNA, our DNA, our biofrequency, and when you change that frequency, you put us on another channel, a channel with the artificial intelligence, the you know, serpent or whatever you want to call it, but the other side, you break that connection. And most people don't even think for a minute to try to make the connection, and that's probably why they're just so overwhelmed with fear. But I have no fear about that. In fact, I faced death many, many times, and I wasn't alone. And, you know, the good Lord's the best co-pilot or partner you could ever have in life. And, you know, even just seconds from death that you just go, well, you know, here it comes. And all of a sudden I just started floating.
You know? Oh, you do, huh? Everybody gets to do it, and so people are afraid, and people want to, like, extend some comfort, of course. You want to extend some comfort, you know, so I'm in a forest, you know, so I don't get as much whack at this as other people do. So we try to extend ourselves, so at least while we're alive, we're feeling somewhat comfortable. You know, people don't feel comfortable at all, and I understand that. But so we prolong our lives a little bit. But I myself, with what's going on, I'm kind of looking forward to, you know, to sloughing off this dense reality and be a little more free.
Well, it is a challenge for us, and I believe when we are with other life forms as well, you know, we pick up energy from all that is around us if we allow it. Everything is on the same DNA chain created by the same thing. The basic building blocks are the same, and we're in a harmony with all these other creatures, and that's why I love the forest. Some days I would do the show, and I'd be in the forest beforehand. On days like this, it'll be afterwards, but, you know, I'll relish that. Take my dog, just get lost in nature and open up that connection to the good Lord and just feel all this energy coming in. One thing that, you know, I have to stress over and over and over again. I remember Joyce bringing things up with me, you know, before about people who are burdened with the weight of depressions and things like that. So to find things that are good to help your natural serotonin is one thing. Jasmine oil is great for that. It's a great antioxidant to look that up online, look for it, get it. That really helps stabilize your boat.
I must mention that jasmine, one time I asked in New York, in Queens, there was the late Sri Chinmoy, who was the guru of the UN, very enlightened person. I asked him, what is the best fragrance for children? And he said, jasmine is everything that's good for children. And plus, jasmine actually is an antidote for the flu. So if you put incense, jasmine incense on in your house, you know, you've got a bit of a flu blocker going on.
Oh, indeed. The list of things that jasmine's good for, I wish I discovered it years and years and years ago. There'd be no Prozac if you had jasmine. You don't need it.
Except for the fact that, unfortunately, the vaccines, which are like 73 by the time you're 12 in the 12th grade, the vaccines for all these decades, you know, let's say for at least the last 30 years, you know, have actually, they're actually making, like, between the autism and the neurological problems, that a lot of these people today are depressed, that even jasmine, you know, is not going to help because of they're destroying everyone's physiology.
True, but I'll take it from that drugstore. But the big thing I wanted to mention for people who feel alone and isolated, you mentioned the closet. You're not alone. You're never alone. Doesn't matter if they took you away and put you in a deep, dark dungeon. You can still access God.
Right. Yeah.
You can get in frequency with Him. And it doesn't matter where you are, you know. And so don't think that maybe you just never did it before. You never had the need to make that connection before. So you just took the people around you and thought that's all there is. But even they say, okay, there's some kind of lockdown, a curfew, this, that, and you're in some kind of virtual prison of some sort or another, don't let it get you down. Knock on the door. Open the connection. It's there. It's always been there. It's just before there was interference, and you didn't know how to call, and you didn't know how to listen. Establish that connection. And then when you feel that power coming in your body and that union, then you just know, it's okay. Everything's okay. And there's nothing they can do to stop it. And there's nothing they can do to hurt you unless you allow them to stab you with this poison to muck up your DNA and change you around. So, you know, I'm very happy that I was older. So we didn't get, you said 73 injections. You know, I think we just had a couple of few when I was a child. And there's something inherently that you know as a kid, even though you don't know anything. You just know it. You feel it in your bones, you know. And, you know, I remember when my parents would take me to get a vaccine of some sort or another. You knew something evil was there. You could feel it in your bones. And the doctor could come in those days, you know, okay, you got a suit, and then they go in the room and they come back with their white coat and they had the hat with the light on the top and stuff like that. As soon as I saw that, you just freak out because you know something bad's coming. It's like the demon is there for you now. And even though it's the same person and you're with your mom and or your dad or whatever, but you just know there was some kind of inherent evil and you fight the injection. You don't want it. And because it just seems like, you know, God's telling you or universe is telling you, you're on a frequency with the fact that this isn't necessary. I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. And that this is the enemy. And I've run into other people who've had experiences like that in their childhood and such like that, where you just feel that dark energy around the shot and everything that's for it. And, you know, now that I know better as an adult, well, it was just like a natural reaction as a child that don't touch it.
Yeah.
Don't let it touch you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully that's the case for a lot of young people, because as they seem to start with the older ones. In this SPARS pandemic exercise from Johns Hopkins, they say it all falls apart. And once people start getting this stuff, they're going to start getting sick. And they start getting sick in such numbers that there's no way that you can pawn it off anymore as something else. So now they're pawning it off as the new variant. Because we're getting hospital wards full with people because of the results of this injection, most likely. And that's to be expected. But it will come to a point that they speculated and made plans for that governments would fall over it, that people would finally hold them to the burner to say, you know, if 20% of the people fall dead and another 40% are grievously injured. So one of the side effects that they talked about and have been found already here in Canada was a form of spongiform encephalitis. We've had like 50-something cases on the East Coast here already. 5 people died. And they said these prions that they put into your body will do that, and that they will cause things to happen in your brain that, you're just going to be like retarded. Things are going to happen to you. You're going to see a difference in your ability to think and format. And that this is one of the big things. Cancer was another one, that this will induce cancer in people. And it's time delayed. So it'll be like a year to 2 years. Right. And that way you can't directly tie it to the pharmaceutical industry. But deep down inside your heart, you're going to know. You know your body. You know how you feel every day. And then you're going to know how you feel after this goes in your body. And that's what breaks my heart, is to know people who are very healthy, especially a lot of the seniors, vibrant, living a good life, could probably live to be 100, and they take this when there's really nothing wrong with them, and I don't really even believe there's a disease, they just made it up, and that they're going to walk down this path. And those are people I've known for a long time and have great love and affection for, but they won't listen. So I have to accept that's their life choice.
Yes. I hear you.
And not let it weigh me down.
Right. I'm surprised they won't listen to you, because you have so much knowledge.
Well, I studied this a lot. I just, you know, a long time ago, people tried to wake me up when I was a young man. And when you're a young man, you don't like to listen sometimes to the seniors who know more than you do. But when I was a peace officer a long, long, long time ago, one of my supervisors was, you know, a good 30 years older than me. And he was a hardcore Christian, and he's always getting me into a magazine called The Plain Truth by Herbert W. Armstrong and the prophecies that are coming along. And he was a really nice guy. I liked him. He was born in Germany. He lived under the Third Reich as a teenager. And he'd tell me about what happened in there and, you know, how evil it was and what they did to you. And I think he was 13 or 14 when the war ended. And he told me what happened to his friends, how they separated as refugees trying to get away from the Russians coming, and one group got caught, how they were all killed, and, you know, the terrible things that happened. You know, so I listened with one ear, but I wasn't listening closely enough to be an activist about things. And because you just thought, everything's okay, we're brainwashed with this all the time. And then God made a big career choice for me where, you know, you step on the third rail of the subway thing and get put into a new life, new place. And then, you know, there was another guy I met, more my age. He was in the Greek Presidential Guard because they had compulsory military service. And he told me, he says, hey, buddy, this is all true. You know, I escort the Greek president all over the place. And the meetings, the things they talk about, that's all real. That's all true. And he gave me this book to read by Professor Robert O'Driscoll, about the New World Order and the Antichrist. He wrote 3 of them. And he was pilloried. Probably was murdered later in Ireland because they kicked him out. Faculty raided his office to throw him out of the university.
Right.
And such. But his books were like cult classics, Professor Robert O'Driscoll. They still are. I have the titles on the masthead of my blog page, www.conspiracy-cafe.com. And there's a picture of a woman there, and about basically, it's more about gun control and how we're all could be considered enemy combatants. But the three book titles are there with pictures of the covers. They're classics now, probably getting rather expensive to get a real one.
Uh-huh.
And when you, I just read the first chapter, and it was like the key to unlock history, because I learned how to think about what they were doing. And that was mostly American World War II history. And once I saw what they were doing and who was doing it, then I understood all the other things, because I saw the method of operation and how it worked. And then, as like I told my buddy, I still do today, we still know each other after all these years. You know, I said, you created a monster. I just got on radio, and just started to learn and learn and go after this, because it's our only hope. This is it. We have to all stand together against this evil to protect our bodies, our souls, and our minds, and be what we were meant to be, and not let this drag us down.
The thing is, you can't fix the problem on the level of the problem, which is nice that everybody's holding up their stick and doing it that way. But the thing is, this frequency, this evil frequency, what Rudolf Steiner talked about, you know, the eighth sphere, this network, this which is he totally described, which sounds in 1915, which sounds like the satellites that are going around now, this kind of web he talked about, this web of luciferic and Ahriman energy is a frequency that no matter what we do physically, which may be right or wrong, you never know, because your good intentions may lead the road to hell. But what's important is that you have to establish yourself, you know, whether you're, you know, Christian, establish yourself in, constantly listening to, you know, sermons or whatever it is that has a higher frequency. But you have to establish yourself in that Christ consciousness and that cosmic consciousness and that unity consciousness, whatever you want to call it, depending on your the East or the West. You have to establish yourself in that, because the fact is that your actions, if you're not established in unity consciousness, your actions are being decided from an egotistical point of view. You know, though it looks good, I remember The Guardian once had an interview with me and asked at the end of the interview, because of course I was rather cosmic, at the end of the interview, he says, what happens if you're wrong? And I said, that's how it is. The thing is, you're not wrong, you're never wrong, if you establish yourself in that frequency, that Christ consciousness, that unity consciousness, that unified field, you're never wrong, even though you appear to be wrong. You're in a mode of spontaneous right action. But when you don't, you know, identify with who you really are, you know, a shard of God, if you don't identify with who you really are, even the best intended actions could be from the level of creative intelligence and the infinite correlation of the universe could be wrong. It's most important that you spend a lot of time identifying who you really are, which would mean to meditate, to pray, whatever level you're at.
Indeed, indeed. And that's one thing that just drives them wild with rage, I'm sure, is the fact that we do form union with our higher power. And just in the first segment, I played a priest in Calgary kicking the police out of his church when they tried to close him down for COVID.
Fantastic, fantastic. I saw that. Polish guy. Everybody loves that guy.
Well, you know, I got Polish blood in my veins too, half and half, and we've seen it, we've heard it, and there's a great resilience to oppression where sometimes it's the honing tool to make you a better person down the road, to be more strengthful. And I look at the evil entity that tries to gain strength from our fear or our anger and violence and things like that. It reminds me of a Star Trek episode where there was a little ball of light that sucked off all this stuff and got power from it. And that's why Jesus' words to love one another takes the energy away from it, because it lives on dark negative energy. And if you don't give it dark negative energy, you starve it into submission. And that's a good way of life, is just to say, I'm not going to feed this thing destroying me. just like, you know, you get cancer, one of the biggest catalysts for that is sugar. Turn off the sugar. And you don't feed the enemy that's going to devour you anymore. And so when I started to learn that that's a major issue with cannabis, well, I don't really need that white sugar stuff and the white iodized salt stuff and things like that, is to cut out the things that are going to bring poison to my body. And it's this, to bring poison to your soul, to bring negative energy to the world. I don't want to feed it. And so the concepts of love your enemies or to find peace and harmony and things like that do deflate that and bring good karma upon you, that the counter reaction coming back upon you will be a blessing. And that's one of the biggest things to do for is, you know, we're stuck in this money world and society. We only do anything for money. And do it for the blessing, that you get a blessing back.
And doing others as you would have others doing to you is my motto.
And it comes
back. I have property, I have a house, I have things, you know, and I'm actually developing a spec house right now. And so, you're out in the world, you're dealing with an architect or whatever, and it's kind of like, well, listen, ma'am, we can just cut and paste and just, you know, and just build it and sell it, you know. That's not my thing. My thing is that I would have to create this as I would want it to be created for myself, no matter who's looking. And that idea that the golden rule to do unto others as you would do unto yourself is really, really an important, concept.
Well, the biggest payments I've ever received were, you know, some heartfelt words, a smile, saving a life or saving a soul or something like that. I've been around the block. I've seen some stuff happen. But I remember, you know, a young girl coming up to me. She was adopted. She's from China. And, you know, things were very unusual to come to a Western industrialized city. And, you know, you're kind of confused. You're in a completely different culture and things like that. We chum around a little bit and laugh and talk. And then one day, just, you know, that easy, innocent thing that a young child would do. She just walks up to me and she goes, "Would you be my father?"
Yeah,
and I almost fell on the ground crying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just, you know, and her mother's like a little embarrassed or something like that. And I just went like, wow, you know, that you could think that well of me to want me to be your father.
Mm-hmm.
Just broke me down and with joy. And that's what it's about. And that's what Power Hour's about. That's what Elaine's about. That's what I'm about. We're all one big family. We just have to connect in that closet. Thanks for coming out, Elaine. It's always a pleasure. You're so informative.
And so are you.
God bless you all. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. Until the next time, and for me that's Friday, we'll talk again. Good day.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss.